This is the Retirement Playbook with Brock Allspaugh from Allspaugh Wealth Management. You need a financial strategy that counts for challenges like market volatility and inflation, and that also adequately prepares you for retirement. The purpose of the Retirement Playbook is to address common financial concerns, provide helpful strategies, and offer ways you may be able to achieve your financial goals. And now here's the Retirement Playbook with Brock Allspaugh.
Hello and welcome in to the Retirement Playbook brought to you by Allspaugh Wealth Management.
The crowd's going wild.
I love it. I love it. I love it. Hey, by the way, I'm here joined every time we record by Mr. Tony Shore. Hello, Tony. How are you, buddy?
Hello, Brock Allspaugh.
Dapper today, I might say.
Oh, yeah, a little dressed up. We have some advisors in the office, and I knew I was recording with you, and you'd be dressed up. So,
yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's hard to compete with the Allspaugh. The Allspaugh.
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
The
here we
Allspaugh.
Go.
Well,
yeah. Listen, folks, I'm glad you joined us here on our podcast. I am really excited about today's show. It's a really good one. But before we get into it, we just need you to do one thing. Actually, you need to do yourself one thing, which is go to our website. If you go to our website, you can get lots and lots of great information to help you understand what's going on in your life with your finances and your retirement planning and those kinds of things. And then you can drill down and look at different shows that we've done in the past. And you can say, okay, I'd like to hear about this a little bit more. Great. It's all on the website. It's AllspaughWealthManagement.com. And you can also request to come see us or to talk to us over the phone if you need help in your own life. So you can do that again, AllspaughWealthManagement.com. Or if you just want to pick up the phone call or pick up the phone and make a phone call, you can call us at 573-332-7855. Okay, Tony, I know you're excited about today's topic too, because everybody likes to talk about... you're muted.
Taxes.
There we go.
All right. Taxes. So, yep. I was thinking. I was just lost in thought there. I couldn't. I'm like, is he really pumping up taxes? but hey, lowering that tax burden.
Absolutely, it's exciting. Why is it? I just read this morning, actually on CNBC, that tax refunds are up 10.9% so far during this filing season. So tax refunds are up. That means more people have money to spend. That should mean the market goes up. Who knows? We'll see what happens this week.
And a lot of that is for seniors, because those over 65 are getting that additional.
So we're going to talk about that. It's going to be one of the things we're going to talk about. So let's just get right into it. Tax season, Tony, doesn't usually top anyone's list of favorite times of the year. My favorite time of the year is fall. I love fall weather.
Same.
Football, same. All the things about same. Fall.
Same. Yep,
exactly. I think many men would agree with that probably.
Oh, yes. But
this is probably not one of somebody's favorite. We're talking about taxes. But for some retirees, filing taxes this year may come with a little less stress thanks to a new senior tax deduction that you just referenced, Tony, that is introduced by President Trump's recent legislation. A lot of people refer to it as the Big Beautiful Bill, the BBB. So let's get into it. It's something new and you know, you don't truly understand some of the benefits and some of the cost of the programs that are out there, but it tends to generate a lot of attention, and understandably so, right? Because now we're retired or approaching retirement, you need to know whether a change like this could be helpful to you, or maybe you're going to expect to pay a little bit more because some of your deductions went away, whatever the situation may be. Okay. But here's the deal. We're going to reference a article, 4 things retirees need to know about their new senior tax deduction. So let's get into the actual new tax deduction and what that means.
Yeah.
It's a huge break, by the way, or they assume it's complicated. They'll never fully understand it. I'm here to slow things down a little bit, Tony. I like to talk fast, think fast, and act fast. But today we're going to slow down a little bit here.
Good.
And understand and answer some of these questions that listeners probably have, especially if you're, again, approaching or already in retirement. Okay.
All right. So where do you want to begin with this?
Yep. So the new senior deduction, if you were age 65 or older at the end of 2025, okay, so if you turn 65 in 2025 or you were older than that, this applies to you. The age requirement is the first threshold for this deduction. Beyond age, there are a couple of additional requirements. You must provide your Social Security number on your tax return, and you must fall within certain income limits based on your modified adjusted gross income, which is often referred to as your MAGI, right? M-A-G-I, your modified adjusted gross income. For an individual filer, that income limit is $75,000 or less. To get this deduction, if you're single, your MAGI has to be lower than $75,000. If for a married couple filing jointly, it's $150,000 or less. Okay, so it's multiplied by two, obviously, if you're married. Okay, if your modified adjusted gross income falls within those limits, you may be eligible to claim a full new senior deduction. Now, if your income is above these thresholds, that doesn't automatically mean you're excluded from this entirely. You just may qualify for a reduced deduction in some cases, or may not qualify for this new deduction at all. Okay. All right. Let's see. Let's get into it. This isn't an all or nothing situation, but eligibility does depend heavily on income and age. So there you go. All right. Let's see. There were specific income level, your filing status, and even how your income is structured can all influence whether you qualify for this deduction or not. Sure. So lots of caveats here, but we just need to get into the actual deduction that you may be getting here. So here it is. The new senior deduction is worth up to $6,000 for an individual or $12,000 for a married couple.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a huge deduction. Okay.
Yeah, that's really big. And that's on top of the senior deduction, which is like $1,600 or $1,700, right? And and it's on top of the standard deduction.
So, that's where I thought you were going. Yeah, the standard deduction. It's a huge deal. And, you know, one of the things that you got to look at here when it comes to these, you know, again, going back to the $12,000, that is joint and you must file jointly. So just because you're married, you might file separately for whatever reason. You have to file jointly if you're going to try to get this $12,000. Okay. Now it's important to remember this is a tax deduction and not a tax credit, folks.
Big difference. Okay?
Huge difference.
Yeah.
A deduction reduces your taxable income. So if you have $100,000 of income, if you get this additional senior deduction, now it's $88,000 if you take the $12,000 off of $100,000. So you're still taxed on $88,000 instead of $100,000. So it's a huge benefit, but it's not a tax credit in the way that, hey, my tax bill is $20,000 and I'm going to get this $12,000 credit. No, it's not a credit. Okay. It's a deduction of your income. Okay. Okay. If you're a single filer with a taxable income of $60,000, for example, you get the $6,000. Now your taxable income would drop to $54,000 after the $6,000 deduction. Okay. So it's, you know, listen, if your tax rate, so let me just break that down, right? If your tax rate was 20% and you got $12,000 off of your taxable income, in simple math terms, right, that would be $2,400 in actual benefit to you if that's what your tax rate was. Does that make sense, Tony? So,
yep.
You know, it's one, I mean, hey, that's real money. I mean, like, that's a lot of money. You know, that's a huge deduction. Probably one of the reasons why we saw that statistic this morning, you know, refunds are up 10% so far. Because a lot of people that have already filed are probably have very simple situations and are probably already retired. So that actually makes a lot of sense. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, it's huge. And obviously, we all want to minimize the tax burden, as we mentioned. But an additional $6,000 per person, it really adds up. I know I went through what my mom and dad are going to get for standard deduction. They're in long-term care, but they won't have to pay taxes this year at all. So,
I mean, yeah. So every situation is different, and to understand how this could benefit you is awesome.
Yeah.
Hey, real quick, Tony, this is, by the way, it's for tax years 2025. So this past tax year through 2028. as of right now, it's temporary. So it will end. It will sunset, as they say.
But it does affect the taxes that are due in April. So make sure whoever's doing your taxes for you, if you are 65 or older, make sure they're going to get you that and take that into consideration. And I'm sure the software they use automatically figures it, but you want to make sure.
Yeah, absolutely. So again, good point. Going back to that deal, it's going to end in 2028, tax year 2028. So April, when you file your taxes in 2029, that could be the last year unless future legislation makes this a permanent deal. So we'll, you know, who knows? We'll see how it affects the overall economy, and I'm sure they'll make the right decision for everybody.
Yes. Hopefully. Hopefully.
Yeah. So, you know, what does this mean to you? It means that, like Tony said, you got to pay attention to these things when, if you don't have someone helping you file your taxes, this may be a good reason. And I'm sure the TurboTaxes of the world, the H&R Blocks of the world, I'm sure they're all on top of this. But if you don't have somebody to consult with, I would, you know, maybe recommend. There's a lot of things in this big, beautiful bill from this past year. I mean, we're working on it from a financial planning perspective for sure.
Sure. Yeah.
I mean, there is tons of stuff in that bill, Tony, that could be very helpful. Some of it not so helpful if you're a higher income earner and you're used to some of your deductions. You're not going to get some of those because you don't qualify for them anymore. So that's something big. My point is it a lot of changes for 2025 and 2026? So I would recommend, if you don't have a tax person to consult with, that that maybe this is the year that you make the change and get somebody.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. This year you have to, because like you said, there were so many tax law changes plus personal situations change. You know, your personal situation changes from year to year. It's really good to look at these things and focus on them, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Speaking of taxes, you know, we're going to kind of shift gears. We just talked about the senior deduction. It's a huge, huge deal.
Yep.
You know, from, again, $6,000 for single, $12,000 for married, as long as you qualify from an age and an income perspective. But, you know, kind of shifting gears a little bit, some of the things that we are talking about now is with people is to make sure, and again, kind of goes back to our point of, let's maybe think about working with somebody for your 2025 taxes if you haven't already talked to or consulted with a tax advisor to do this. And here's why. This might be a good year to think about, you know, maybe looking at either, you know, because it's always the question, should I take the standard deduction or do I have enough deductions to do a itemized return? Okay. And so, because there are a lot of people now that have been taking the standard deduction. Why? Because the standard deduction has gone way, way up over previous years. And so it's just easier a lot of times. You don't have to keep track of all the stuff with deductions.
Boxes of receipts, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those shoe boxes that used to fill up and all that kind of stuff. But so a lot of people have moved to that. But I would encourage you, maybe it's time to revisit whether you should itemize your deductions on your tax return. You know, in recent years, so many people, again, have defaulted to taking a standard deduction. I get it. I understand. Especially, you know, so anyway, the point is revisit it and understand that, okay, I'm way, way below the standard deduction. So I'm just going to do that. Fine. I'm just saying revisit it. Maybe it's time to look at it and see if you're close and see if there's some things you could do to even get your deductions higher and above the standard. Okay.
Sure. And there's a lot of things out there that we can use to reduce that tax burden in retirement. And you have a lot of strategies that you utilize. And we're going to talk about some more of those, right?
Absolutely. So again, the new standard deduction, understand that. So we went over that already.
Yep.
It's not just about claiming the one deduction. It's understanding how deductions and income sources and withdrawal strategies all fit together.
Exactly. Okay?
Exactly. All right. So one of the things that we've talked to many, many people about is Roth conversions. Okay. So you have this IRA balance that you are you've earmarked this money to help supplement your retirement income, right? You've got Social Security, you've got pensions, whatever it may be. And then you're supplementing it with IRA or 401k that you've saved for a long time. You then retire, you roll it over to an IRA, and now you're thinking, okay, this is working for me. This is great. But is there an opportunity for me to take advantage of these low tax rates that we are now in? Okay. A Roth conversion just simply says, hey, I'm going to take this this traditional IRA or a part of it or a portion of it and convert it over to a Roth IRA. Okay. Now the downside of this, the strategy here, Tony, is that it's taxable. So if you convert $100,000 of your IRA, traditional IRA, to a Roth IRA, that is going to be a taxable event, which then could negatively affect your other income sources in the way of higher taxes. Okay. So you really have to analyze this to make sure this strategy is right for you. But if you've got room, say, for example, in the 12% tax bracket, let's say you've got $30,000 of taxable income. That's what I'm referring to as room.
Sure.
Before your income would be taxed at the next rate, which would be 22. So it's a big jump from 12 to 22, Tony.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't want to do that necessarily.
No.
But if you've got $30,000, for example, to convert over without having all of your income taxed any higher than 12%, it may be worth it then, right?
Right. To get some of that converted while you're in a lower tax bracket or while tax brackets are lower, because we know tax brackets in the future, eventually they have to go up because of our national debt, which is outrageous. It's, it's getting toward 40 trillion last time I looked. I mean,
right.
It's not. Right.
And it's not going down anytime soon.
No, it's going up exponentially.
Yeah,
in fact.
Yeah. And then we keep picking down the budget and raising the debt limit. It's like, come on, guys.
Anyway. Yeah.
So anyway, outside of all of that.
Sure.
Yes. So the cost is you pay taxes. Well, if we can keep that cost at 12% on a federal level, I mean, you got your state taxes too. But if you can keep that at 12% on a federal level, then it's totally worth it, right? So like, make sure you're maximizing at least the 12% tax bracket, first of all, is what I would advise. Now, again, not always. I mean, there's situations where it doesn't make sense. But if you can maximize the 12% tax bracket and you have space to do some conversions to a tax-free vehicle like the Roth, okay? Now, we know what the cost is. We're going to pay 12% on a federal level to do this. But if my money then can grow in the Roth for the rest of my life, tax-free, and the rest of my spouse's life, tax-free, and then pass that on to the next generation on a tax-free basis. Yeah. Like, that makes a ton of sense. I am a huge proponent of the Roth IRA. I think it's the greatest gift that Congress has ever given the American saver.
Right.
Just being honest. Okay.
Yeah. Because you only pay tax on the seed, but it grows and you don't have to pay any tax on the growth or the principal. Then once you take it, anything you take out of a Roth IRA does not hit your taxable income. It doesn't count as taxable income. So it's not going to affect your Medicare payments, because if you make too much in retirement, your Medicare payments can even go up, right?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's, yeah, you're referring to Irma, right?
No one likes Aunt the old Irma. Nobody likes Aunt Irma. Yeah. Aunt Irma and Uncle Sam are not well liked.
Yeah. They are not. But my point is this, Tony, is that if you can say, hey, I'm going to pay, let's just say 15, because maybe we got 3% in state taxes. Let's just say 15% of taxes on a $30,000 conversion. Okay. So on 15% of $30,000 is $4,500 is what it would cost you. But now, and let's just say the net amount is $25,000, just for easy math, because we got to pay the tax on the conversion, right? So the $25,000 for the next 10 years is going to be tax-free, the growth on it. Now, there are some rules and stipulations to make the gains tax-free. You got a five-year rule, for example. So the money has to be in an IRA, a Roth IRA, for 5 years, which is simply a reason to advise someone to open up a Roth IRA. Right. And even if you don't fully fund it for $100, but it starts your five-year clock, that's good advice, like a lot of times, just to have a Roth IRA, even if you don't fully fund it again, just to have that five-year clock started. I recommend that a lot. But anyway, the point is that I'm going to pay that $4,500 in taxes, and then the net amount is going to be growing for me tax-free. So now let's just say that $25,000 is invested in a Roth IRA and we average 7.2%. We know because the rule of 72 says that my money will double if I average 7.2 over a 10-year period. So if that's true, now my $50,000 that I have in that Roth IRA, because it doubled, is tax-free, okay, to not only me, my spouse, and my family, my next generation, okay? Now, there's some rules that might apply to my beneficiaries on that, but again, it's still tax-free, okay? So you're creating 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years of potentially making this this account tax-free and pass on tax-free. It's a huge, huge deal. I'm a big proponent of it. We've got some really advanced strategies when it comes to Roth conversions too, that could help people, reduce the, and by the way, you know, so a lot of people say, well, the market's at all time high. Do I really want to convert now? Listen, if you, it's just like timing the stock market on your investments. If you're trying to time that perfectly to say, "Ooh, I'd like to convert at a lower stock market price because then when it rebounds, it's tax-free." In theory, you're correct. But how do you know what's going to happen with the stock market? If it's a good fundamental move for you, I wouldn't wait. Just do it, right? Right. Over time, it's going to appreciate.
Why wait?
Yeah. So anyway, that is the Roth conversion is a huge, huge part of planning for not only people that are younger, people that get older say, well, I don't need to think about that kind of strategy because I'm already, you know, in retirement. And I, you know, and it just doesn't make sense for me. And that could be very true, but don't discount the Roth conversion strategy just because you're retired, folks. Yeah. Don't do it. It could be a really big mistake. Right. So anyway, there you go, Tony. That's what I wanted to talk about when it comes to, hey, if we're talking about taxes because it's that time of year, why don't we talk about strategies that can help you in your retirement planning life, right?
So
that's why we're...
Well, and I think that it all plays into, especially Roth and minimizing the tax burden, really has a lot to do with retirement income and income planning, right?
Absolutely.
Where is the money that you're going to use to pay your bills and your monthly expenses in retirement? Where is it coming from? That's the question. Is it coming from a Roth IRA? Is it coming from a traditional IRA? Is it all in the stock market? Is it coming from an annuity? How much is coming from Social Security? Is it coming from a pension?
That's right.
Yeah. And so you have a lot of different options and strategies available.
Absolutely.
And you really need to, that's where you come in. And I think this is why you, that's why you have a business. That's why,
I exist. Tony.
Exactly.
My wife would actually probably agree with that too. She's like, the only reason he exists is because of the financial
income.
Good point.
Wife looks at you and says, Danielle looks at you and says, income. Yeah. I need you, Brock. I need you.
A lot of truth to that.
No. She's it's good looks and charm come first. Then the income. Yeah.
Going back to finalize this because we got to wrap up here. But I would say, Tony, you are exactly right. In coordinating Social Security benefits, understanding required minimum distributions. We didn't even talk about that. One of the benefits of the Roth conversion is you remove the required distributions while you're living so you don't have to be taxed on that money. So,
because if you have it in a traditional 401k or IRA or some type of traditional retirement account, when you take it out, you have to. They make you take it out.
They make you take it out. So
and pay taxes.
To take it out later on and potentially higher tax rate, I would say so, then this is another reason to consider the Roth conversion. Anyway, so understanding those required minimum distribution, how to maybe get around it. We haven't even talked about charitable giving and how that could affect your taxes. Yeah. You know, donor advised funds to help offset the taxes that you were going to do the Roth conversion with. There's so many great
tax
strategies
loss harvesting. If you
tax loss
stock,
harvesting,
if you lose money on stock, right?
A huge benefit there.
Yeah.
So lots and lots of different things to do. And I guess that's the point. There are retirement taxes and money moves to make. It's a matter of when you do it and who you do it with. If you're going to do this, work with someone that understands how these things all work together and how they can benefit you. It's always this, folks. It's the cost and the benefit of making that decision. If the benefit outweighs the cost, then do it. And if it doesn't, then don't. That's it. That's today's show.
All right. Well, Brock, you nailed it right there. And before we go, I know some of our listeners out there will have questions or want to set up that no charge, no obligation consultation with you and the team there at AllSpa Wealth Management. How can they get a hold of you?
Yeah. So our website is great. It's filled with great information. And you can actually request a consultation on our website. It's AllSpaWealthManagement.com. ALSPAUGH wealthmanagement.com. Or you can give us a good old fashioned phone call here, folks. 573-332-7855.
All right. And that does it for today's episode of the Retirement Playbook with our host, Mr. Brock AllSpa.
Thank you for joining us for the Retirement Playbook. Don't head into retirement without a strategy that addresses both income and taxes. For more information, please contact Brock AllSpa at AllSpa Wealth Management at 573-332-7855 or visit AllSpaWealthManagement.com now. Join us again soon for another episode of the Retirement Playbook.
Advisory services are offered through AllSpa Wealth Management, LLC, an investment advisor in the state of Missouri. Insurance products and services are offered through Innovative Insurance Consultants, LLC, an affiliated company.
We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent. All matters discussed during this show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.